Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The scam of the two-state solution for Palestine. لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر واحد مرتين. A believer is not stung from the same hole twice. Bukhari. A call to the Ummah of Islam. The ongoing tragedy in Gaza and indeed across the entire blessed land of Palestine stands as a mirror reflecting the dignity, honor, and sacrifice of the Ummah. It also reflects the deep wounds inflicted since the loss of our shield, the Khilafah, Caliphate. It is a mirror that exposes the brazen hypocrisy and double standards of the colonial powers whose deep-seated hostility toward Islam is laid bare. International law and institutions have shown their true nature, impotent, irrelevant, and subservient to the agendas of these powers. Gaza has also revealed with painful clarity the betrayal of rulers across the Muslim world. Instead of defending Palestine, they have aligned themselves with their colonial masters, restraining Muslim armies, silencing public demands to open the borders, and ultimately safeguarding the Zionist entity as it continues its campaign of genocide and starvation. Yet under the harshest conditions, the people of Gaza have stood firm, refusing to concede. The wider Ummah has not been silent, embodying the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The parable of the believers in their affection, mercy, and compassion for each other is that of a body. When any limb aches, the whole body reacts with sleeplessness and fever. Bukhari and Muslim. The colonial trap of the two-state solution. At this critical moment, the very colonial powers responsible for implanting the Zionist occupation are once again promoting their so-called solution, the creation of a Palestinian state alongside the Zionist state. France, Britain, Australia, and others have recently reaffirmed their support for this plan. But these are the same states that created, armed, financed, and protected the Zionist entity from its inception. They continue to shield it diplomatically while supplying the weapons and funding that enable its crimes. The Ummah needs to remain clear-headed and not fall into the trap of desperation and fatigue in embracing a colonial solution that only provides temporary respite, while the Zionist entity maintains its stranglehold upon the blessed land. The Prophet ﷺ reminded us, لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر واحد مرتين. A believer is not stung from the same hole place twice. Bukhari. It would be dangerously naive to believe that their calls for a two-state solution are rooted in concern for Palestinian suffering. Their motives are purely political, seeking to pacify growing public outrage over their complicity in war crimes while preserving their strategic interests in the region. This is secular politics at its most cynical, dirty, corrupt, and inhumane. Why the two-state solution is no solution? The two-state plan does not liberate Palestine. It entrenches the occupation. It legitimizes the Zionist state, securing its existence while creating a powerless Palestinian authority with no real sovereignty, effectively replacing the status quo. Under such an arrangement, the Zionist entity would retain control over borders, resources, and the movement of people. It would continue to enjoy military and financial backing from colonial powers, with Arab regimes acting as guarantors of its security. Moreover, it allows the colonial powers and Arab regimes an opportunity to wash away their blood-stained hands. Beyond the geopolitical realities, this plan serves another dangerous purpose. It normalizes a culture of pragmatism and defeatism within the Ummah by encouraging successive generations to accept compromise and partial concessions. It emboldens the enemies of Islam to demand ever more, subduing us and diverting attention from the only true path to liberation. A clear Islamic perspective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us clearly not to be aligned with those that drove us out from our lands. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء تلقون إليهم بالمودة وقد كفروا بما جاءكم من الحق يخرجون الرسول وإياكم. O you who believe, take not my enemies and yours as allies, offering them your love, while they have disbelieved in the truth that has come to you, and have driven out the Prophet and yourselves from your homes. Al-Mumtahina 1. As our ummah continues to awaken, we must remain steadfast and not cower, concede or take the repeated steps of pragmatism and compromise that perpetuates the misery, even though it may be done with the sincerest of intentions to alleviate the immediate hardship upon the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَلَا تُلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And do not mix the truth with falsehood or conceal the truth while you know it. Al-Baqarah 42. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So do not weaken and do not grieve, and you will have the upper hand if you are believers. Ali Imran 139. The two-state solution is a batil, falsehood. It offers neither liberation nor dignity. It perpetuates subjugation under a colonial imposed order and must be categorically rejected by the ummah. Our duty is not merely to resist the injustice of the Zionist entity, but to work for the comprehensive liberation of Palestine. That requires more than protests or negotiations. It requires the restoration of the Khilafah upon the prophetic method and the mobilization of Muslim armies. The Khilafah is not a theoretical idea. It is the proven system under which Muslims, Christians, and Jews once lived in stability, justice, and peace. It is the only framework capable of ending the occupation, uniting the Ummah, and removing the colonial presence from our lands. The two-state solution is a trap designed to pacify the Ummah while securing the survival of the Zionist Jewish project. Our response must be clear and unwavering, rejection of this false solution and commitment to the only path that guarantees liberation, establishing the Khilafah and mobilizing the resources of the Ummah to free Palestine entirely. History will remember whether we stood firm upon the truth or yielded to compromise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the Ummah clarity, unity, and victory. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in America.